It is because of his mercies that we have not been consumed. Because his compassion faileth not. His compassion is like the rain. It doesn't fail. We worship you, O God. We start our journey with you on a note of reverence, acknowledging the greatness of thy power. The covenant that is in your law. The power that is in your grace. The capacity that is in your long suffering. Glory be to the name of the Lord our God. Reverence him in your heart and give him glory. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him glory. Now, the Lord began to teach me that a lot of people worship him, but very few reverence him. Very few are conscious of the one that they are doing business with. So it is possible to be careless. We come not to offer unto you this day a sacrifice of food, but we are aware of the full implication of our intent as we draw near unto you, our God and our rock. For indeed your works are perfect, all your ways are just. Thank you, Lord. Give him glory. In the privacy of your heart, give him praise.
The heavens, your throne,
give him praise.
Is high above the stars.
Your own personal praise, your own personal worship. You are that you are prepared unto your God. Not because you are motivated by congregational worship. But something that rises from your hand. We have not come to fulfill a yearly ritual, but we have come to cut covenant with God for another cycle of life. Not so many were privileged to stand in the courts of God at such a time. We come with reverence. We come with a full assurance of the weight of him with whom we have to do. Help us tonight. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Haitakuna halama antese kuria marasute braske tola kapenali takanami. Begin to dedicate yourself to God afresh. Pour your life upon the altar of sacrifice again. Let there be a fresh dedication. A fresh dedication. A conscious dedication. A conscious offering of yourself. Now all these things I'm saying should be personal before we begin the corporate one. A conscious dedication. All the areas that God has rebuked you in recent times, it is time to settle those matters with God. As you pour yourself out on the altar of sacrifice in dedication to God, we start this year as dedicated sacrifice. Dedicated sacrifice. We do not intend that anyone will miss the mark of destiny this year. It's becoming stronger and stronger. It's becoming heavier and heavier. And we have seen that by the strength of the flesh, we shall not prevail. And so we come humbly, dedicating us. Dedicate. Some of you, your mind is a rolling stone. The thoughts that come into that mind, if they are displayed by a projector, it might cause purges. Dedicate that mind. Dedicate that mind. Dedicate it to him. Dedicate
everything I need.
Your tongue, dedicate it. You talk too much. You talk too much. You can land it. Has found a platform on your tongue for expression. This year will not begin like that. Every loose end must be gathered, because He must be Lord indeed. Jesus. That day for which we were born has come. The day for which you apprehended us. We do not intend to walk into it lightly. We bow down before your excellent majesty. As we bow our hearts and our weaknesses before you. Waiting for your strength to quicken us. As you quicken the Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. So quicken us. Quicken every fiber of our being. And let our tabernacle be a vessel in your hands. Surrender to Him right now. Self suddenly began to germinate, to get into the way of the pure work of God in our lives, and we began to accommodate it again. We surrender it to the death, that the pure work of Jesus might break out. Father, help us. We have come to the altar of sacrifice, that you might prune for better service in your kingdom. Pride began to germinate, and unknowingly we were building an accommodation, a defense for it. We will not enter into this season with those spots, those wrinkles. Can you ask God to invade your being, your entire being, and pluck out everything that He has not planted? It's a time to renew covenant. A time to make all things new. All things new. All covenants. It's a time to renew it. To give it force. To give it power. To make it strong. We come consciously this time. Not as our custom is. But we come consciously. Because we have sensed the need. The need for your presence. The need for your help. And so we turn over every department, every faculty of our existence. We know that it's time for us to run with you. And Lord, we will not allow any loose end this year. Step us, Lord. Help us, Father. Help us, Father. Parasona is gone. Manto sabakane mosa de la tika. Ambre soko baratos capresca tamin talamala. Maya toma. Friends, don't enter casually. Don't enter casually. Don't enter casually. Don't enter casually. Don't say this thing has been my problem for long. No. No. Die to that problem. Die to it. And be made new in Christ Jesus. Die to that way. And come alive in Christ Jesus. Die to that infirmity. Die to that concern. And come alive in Jesus. Come alive in Jesus. Moresha makate boko. Merashia tembala. Robeska de sopreketa na bokoria brasketa vena branta babole. Endo non so complasque soba letto me. Aito marasa presto samanta la barata. E complasque sasa notella capalatua. Aperenasi, aperenasanto. Esami, begin to surrender. Begin to surrender. Begin to surrender. Every detail, every detail. Every detail of your life, begin to surrender it right now. Begin to surrender. Begin to ask Him to take over. You were too smart last year. You were too smart. You were too smart. You understood the technical know-how. You understood too many things. That was why God decided to step aside. But if you can say, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. If you can throw the responsibility on Jesus, He will arise strong. And your covenant with Him will be renewed. Oh God, Merosaka Prasketo Bokote, Manta Sopresata Malatopria, Anteno Compressata Malatopria. And so make it personal, make it personal. Drop yourself out of the congregation. Don't hide under the shadow of voices. Engage God. Engage God. Don't come casually. Don't come casually. Exchange every weakness. Exchange every weakness. It's the time for exchange. Exchange your weakness for His strength. Ask for His partnership. Ask for His partnership. Ask for His involvement. Ask for His manifestation. It is time. It is time. Exchange our knowledge for your knowledge, our wisdom for your wisdom. We come, O God, in this forceful moment to transact with you that the exchange might take place. Glory to your written name. And I dedicate myself afresh. Dedicate my mind. Dedicate my vocal cords. Dedicate my body. Lord, in the name of Jesus, take residence. Find expression. Do with this vessel as you please. And let your great name be glorified. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we come afresh. 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 To renew our covenant. Our covenant, our walk with you. Oh my God, oh my God. We remember when pride entered, when ego began to enter. Lord, we surrender, we surrender, we surrender, we surrender afresh for a fresh dealing, a fresh walk, a fresh dealing, a fresh walk. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Rasobres Tantababoria, Etobaliza Masketo Prestabarata. Ambra barata sakabaya sobrenaski marosa presa zaita branta babora kata sobarano masebri ala babonga bande rabon zake tombelete ke masanabo sakabeta kotabina katia mando samande zebriska layato mayatoge ambrokota masakata la baretoska. Deliberately. We come boldly. We come boldly. In Jesus' mighty name. Now listen. Listen. The basis upon which our salvation was procured was a particular legality in the spirit, which is called substitution. Alright? So our salvation was procured on the basis of substitution. Every experience that we have in God is going to be on the basis of substitution. The implication of substitution is that God, Jesus, died for us. Hallelujah. That's not all. That's what a layman would say. But in the justice system, in the spirit, Jesus died as us. He died as Donatus. He died as Tony. That is what is in the record books in the spirit. He died as you. Now, because he died for you and died as you, you will live for him and live as him. Right? So you are sentenced to a life of living as he did. And the only way we can live as he did is that the principle of exchange is going to continue. Hallelujah. Yes. The Bible says, because he died for us, so that they that live will not live for themselves, but what? Unto him that died and rose again. That's the principle of exchange. Every experience we have in God is exchanging what we are in the natural and receiving what he is in the supernatural. As long as that exchange is taking place, you are growing. That's a sign of growth. Now, you see, the point of exchange is the altar. It's a deliberate place. It's an intentional place where you come to lay down what you are in humanity so that you can take up what he is in grace. The exchange must continue. At any point in time where the exchange ceases to continue, you cease to grow. It doesn't matter how much religion you have packed in your head and how pious and sacramental and sanctimonious you have become. What you are is a description in the perspective of men, but is not recognized by God. God can only recognize that which is Christ. He doesn't recognize Adam. Adam's name has been blotted out, and all his descendants are not part of his genealogy. Now, if you are going to grow, it means you are consistent in the process of exchange. Let me tell you the truth. This exchange is deliberate. Jesus did not die for you in the dream. He died for you consciously. He knew what he was doing. He had many opportunities to abort mission. And you too, you will consciously offer yourself to Him deliberately, with your eyes open, knowing the implication, because that is the sentence that has come upon you because you are a partaker of a blessing that came through substitution. I know you don't like my friends. The altar is a place of exchange. That's where I'm trying to lead you. People are struggling with me. There is nothing of you that God wants. God can only work with that which is of Him and from Him. Many of us still hold the philosophy that He died for me. You didn't get it properly. What was written in the book is that He died as you. So you don't have any other life but to live as He lived, as He is. So are you. Is exchange. Exchange. As soon as pride begins to rise, pride makes you self-centered. It establishes a block upon the foundation of the fallen man. When you move in ego, ego is an inclination that is derivative from the fallen man, which is a rebellion against your new status. If you yield to pride now, you're actually walking in rebellion, because the sentence on your life is a sentence to live as Him and live for Him. It is when we have accepted this sentence that we decide to align with this sentence that the exchange will begin to come. And in place of our carnal dispositions, grace will make us mount up with wings like eagles. The place of exchange is called the altar. Hallelujah. It's called what? Now, when we come, we see, what we are doing here today is to renew covenant. It's a deliberate exercise. People in the witchcraft covenant, when they take oath, they know the implication to affect them, their children's children to the 10th generation. They know that. So they don't take those oaths in the dream. They take it awake and aware. But we want to come to church and then get slain. And probably while you are in transit between the natural and the supernatural, somewhere there in limbo, then you want the surgery to be done. No anesthesia for this procedure. Every man will come conscious to the altar, just like Jesus did when He procured salvation for us. Hallelujah. I don't know. You see, I don't allow this thing to confuse me. This thing they call pulpit. I preached for too long to know that you can die fake behind it. If you are not a wise person, if you did not grow under people that met God and know God, you will think that because you can preach well, you are okay. That's why we have wicked preachers, bad preachers. We have terrible people behind the pulpit in the name of ministry. Hallelujah. And you see, you must understand that this race becomes personal. So I need to tell you the truth. Because this is what I do. I don't believe I have an A with God. I don't believe so. Because there are too many things I'm working on right now. But as long as the process of exchange continues, I can only become better. I can only become more. Walk more the way Christ walked. I will shed off the skin, the flesh, and the false skin of the fallen man. And much more I resurrect with renewal in Christ Jesus. As greater supplies of the measure of the Spirit of grace is given unto me to make up for my carnal disposition. Can we go to the altar this time? No need to start prayer point when you have not reached the altar. Can we approach the altar? Now, the implication of approaching the altar this way is, if you wake up tomorrow and you want to do something against what you have said today, the Holy Spirit will fight it. That thing will not prosper. That's the implication. Because you were conscious of it. And when it begins to happen, you know, like Jonah. Jonah did not need a preacher to tell him the reason why the boat was in turbulence. There's a difference between a normal sinner and a forgiving sinner. There's also a difference between a normal Christian and a consecrated Christian. In this day where preaching and teaching is about Christianity that relieves you of responsibility, of a commitment to God, and you think your commitment to God is a great favor you are doing to God according to the contract. Your commitment to God, your total commitment to God, is actually the normal way to be a Christian. And if you have not attained that status, you are not actually entitled to the maximum weight of the blessings of God. Meanwhile, this God is so bountiful and so merciful that he can even bless people that are unbelievers. Understand? But the full weight of the blessings of God will come to men that have taken on their shape, their true shape, as prescribed by the wisdom that facilitated the covenant that procured a place for us in the commonwealth of heaven. We are going to pray today. Hallelujah. As we approach the altar, it's going to be conscious. It's going to be conscious. Ayatomina Salima Korea Mahant. Conscious as we go. Drop that pride consciously. That I'm against this pride. I'm against it. I'm against this love for money. Today I declare that I'm against it. A lot of you have been held on by mammon. Mammon is manipulating your life. Break free. Break free today. Break free today. As we come to the altar, so that we can exchange weakness for strength. Hallelujah. It is only when you have this kind of strength that you can mount up with wings like the eagle. Hallelujah. I want to go full length, trusted in the Spirit, held up by the wind of the Holy Ghost. I want to go full length. So I'm ready to give up, shed up extra weight, shed it up. Can we come to the altar? Now, make it personal. If at any point in time you feel like speaking hard tongues, don't worry. Just know that that's what the Holy Ghost is quickening into your heart. But today we need to make the exit. Let none among us tarry in this day of consecration. For the entire clan is consecrated unto God, that he might descend into the affairs of every life. He might become the author and the finisher of our advancement. He might take glory. He might take honor. In our everyday, beginning from today, this is the year where we will deliberately walk with God. Can you turn over your life to him right now, so that the mystery of exchange can begin to take place? In the flesh, you attain to your least potential, but in the spirit, your greatest potential. We have labored for long. Now we invite him to come take that place, the steering wheel of our destiny. Man was not designed to lead himself. In fact, we were created with a conscious deposit of infirmity. Only a spirit being can complete it. And so the Bible says that the Spirit helps. He helps our infirmity. He doesn't help everybody. He only helps people that have come to that acknowledgement of the fact that, hey, our strength is limited, and they come for exchange. So we have come for exchange today. Is there lust in your vessel? It has been lingering there for the past 3 months, and there's an accommodation that has been built up to support its existence. Can you rebel against it right now? Rebel against it. Is your tongue your enemy? It's an indigene of the fallen nature, and it's drawing you, making you look as if you are not part of this creation. Can you surrender that tongue and the power that drives it at the point of exchange, the place of the altar where our infirmities are helped? There is a place for help. It said, come boldly. Come boldly. Don't be ashamed. Don't be shy. Come with the infirmity. Come with the weakness. Come with the pain. Come with the sickness. And come boldly. Because the help was provided before you found need in your vessel. Come boldly. There is a place for help. There is a place in God for help. But I tell you, that place is a place of exchange. It's a place of a rigorous exercise where we come to a face-to-face acknowledgement of our insufficiency and incapacity and call on the Spirit of God by whom we were ordained by God to become complete. For our sufficiency is not of us, but of Him. For we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power might be of God and not of us. Let it go tonight. Yaso mene kambereza, priaso masaite, mate koba sata, ika mango patiata. Ola mama mama mama. Ola mama. We want to experience the full trust, the fullest trust in the Holy Ghost. How far can a man go that is helped by the Spirit of God? We want to experience that. Hey, apande soma, hika batua te baske, esobre na kadeata, kubane sela, kubane saita mandale. Alabonte bede sobre bariska banta hayako masiate kambre katanuma santalia. The point of exchange, the point of exchange, where our walking becomes running and where our running becomes a flight. A point of exchange. Oh, pero ni sabriska pate. Where the man that walks and he walks and is never weary. Let him that runs, run and never get faint. Where we mount up with wings as if we come to the point of exit. We submit our know-how. We submit everything on that altar. That we might lay hold on the help that is in the Spirit of God. Hola mama 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 mama. Make sure you are bombarding heaven. You are besieging heaven. Don't look upon your neighbor. It's time for a personal contract. We come to that place of exchange that we might leave our limitation and mount up with wings on the cloud of the supply of the Spirit of grace. The point of acknowledgement of the insufficiency that is in our humanity. That point of acknowledgement of the fact that except the Spirit of God comes to our aid, we are done. He said, come boldly. This is not time to be afraid. This is not time to be discouraged. This is time to let go the depression, let go the confusion, and come boldly unto the throne of grace. The place of exchange. The place of exchange. My witness must expire. My witness must expire. Many people say it's so difficult to look upon the word of God in the scriptures. When I open the scriptures, I slip off. Oh my God, you can submit that witness right now. There is a place where mortals can find immortal help, where the supply of that which is not a resource for them can be made available. We exchange our weakness and we hold on to His strength. We mount up with wings. We mount up like the eagles.
You can break free just right now. You can break free. You can break free. Leave marching in the covenant of redemption is not a function of time. It's not a function of time, but a function of encounter. Mount up with wings. It's not a function of time. It's a function of encounter. An encounter. An encounter. We hook up to the Holy Ghost. We hook up to the Spirit of grace. We lay hold on the altar that gives life unto mortal men, that we might arise out of our sleep, that we might awake from the dead, that Christ will grant unto us life. Kamere sondebo, oraskise zaila brande komalatana. Ah, sabronde heteda, abera sobre skabalate, the mantle of copre katedia, asam prakata mokaya. Oh Lord, Mayeta, we come consciously, we come bold. Supra Semanderi, make sure you are engaging him, engaging him. It doesn't matter how your father died, how your grandfather died. Oh my God, there is something stronger than any curse that can be concocted from the belly of hell. It lived before sin came. It survived before time was born. We lay hold on the hands of the altar. Whoa! I love it. Ah! There is a promise from God. There is a promise from the Most High. Hey, the mortal man. Mortal men will find grace, will find support. Then we go beyond the limits of their clan, the limits of their household, because they have found grace. You can break free right now. You can break free. You can break free right now. It is not by time. It is by encounter. For the race is not to the swift. The battle is not to the strong. Oh, Cabello. Manisa, Cabres, Cabella, to Alla Cabello. Ah, Catopo, Sacamanta, Ibata. Esobria, Samande. Your calling. You can call forth the anointing upon your life. You can call forth your ordination. Let the sleeping giant awake. Arise. There is something that Satan cannot stop. There is something that darkness cannot handle. It is in Jesus. Ayatombre, Kamora Namasika Bata. Ah, We offer ourselves. We come to the altar. To the altar. That's where it all begins. Where humanity fades away so that divinity can awake from within us.
Hallelujah.
Hold on to the hands of the altar.
I am free by the Lord of the Lamb.
We come for exchange. For exchange. For exchange. That the least among us might become as strong as David. Yes, yes. Let it be manifest in every life and in every destiny that Satan is a defeated foe. He's not a pastor in the economy of God. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Let that become a reality. By exchange. That which is in God, but is not in my fallen nature, and despise my fallen nature at the altar of sacrifice, that I might gain that which is in God. Will you take me beyond the limitation of that nature? We subscribe to grace. We subscribe to Christ. We subscribe tonight. In the name of Jesus, thank you for heeding. Thank you for hearing. Thank you for answers.